from the north.
So I'm a student nurse, but I also work as a support worker, and I was on an intermediate care ward, but now it's turned into a COVID unit.
To the south.
I've been a nurse for just over 11 years. I worked 4 and a bit years on a surgical admissions ward before I went to haematology and oncology.
To somewhere in between.
I have been a nurse for 9 years now. I am a practice nurse and I have been working in a GP surgery for 5 years.
These are those we applaud.
The one thing that stays with me whilst working with patients that are positive with COVID-19, obviously we can't allow any visitors in. And, you know, some of these patients are really sick. You know, we don't know if they're going to make it through the night and they're all by themselves. And I was dealing with a lady on my last shift, kind of helping her, you know, get washed, do some personal care. But she was just like, thank you so much for spending the time to talk to me. And I think that kind of stuck with me, that this woman's probably not had that much interaction with even, you know, doctors, nurses, staff, that kind of thing, let alone her own family. And I think that kind of, that will stay with me, I think.
The things that have affected me most since working on a COVID ward is the fact that patients are in hospital all alone, obviously for isolation purposes, and they've got very limited contact with the outside world. Most patients I've cared for so far are elderly. They don't own their own mobile phones and they don't have access to get in touch with their families themselves, and often they're not well enough to make that contact. So I think the thing that stays with me the most is the family's anxieties. Obviously and understandably, they're very keen to have regular updates on their relatives, and we spend as much time as we can sort of over the phone. But again, our time is very limited and we don't really have the resources to put the family members in contact with their relative.
When I see people ignoring the restrictions, I just think they're just prolonging the situation and they're keeping that link that allows COVID to spread from person to person.
So when I see groups of people out socialising, sitting and drinking together, I don't feel anger towards them, because I think a lot of it probably comes down to ignorance. And because they've probably not got family members currently affected with it, they kind of think that it won't affect them and that they're untouchable still.
When I see people ignoring the restrictions, it just makes me, I mean, angry, obviously, but it's quite sad. I don't know if it's a lack of education, if they don't believe how serious it is, but they need to just switch on the news, watch the news even once a day. You can see the figures just rising and rising. The people that are kind of going around everywhere, they're adding to the patients that we have on the unit. It's just going to keep increasing. And if people don't, like, abide to these restrictions, this is never going to end.
When things return to normal, I hope that there will be more stringent plans in place for if anything like this happens again in future. Will we have more robust strategies of dealing with the issues that have arisen so far, and we'll be better prepared.
When things start returning to normal, I think the NHS will benefit from this, in the sense of people may think twice before turning up to A&E or turning up to the GP surgery for things that they could actually manage at home. And hopefully it'll make sure that it's appreciated as a service and not relied upon for unnecessary things.
When things eventually will hopefully go back to normal, I think the NHS will benefit. I think it's made a lot of people, including the government, realise how strong and how important the NHS is. So whether that's putting more money into the NHS, I think hopefully it will benefit it, and everyone can see what a brilliant job the NHS is doing.
¶¶
When I hear an entire country clapping for the NHS, it actually makes me feel a little guilty because I'm not in the thick of it like other healthcare professionals, but also makes me feel quite proud actually that they're acknowledging the work that the NHS do and the power that they've got to fight this.
When I hear people clapping, it does make me really proud, I think, but it is lovely that kind of everyone's coming together and applauding the NHS, which they should do. And they, you know, now it's kind of really been brought into the limelight, like what we deal with on a daily basis. But because of the clapping every Thursday, I think now people need to kind of take more notice that it is serious. So the people that clap, I'm hoping those aren't the people that are going out and socialising with everyone.
So when I hear people clapping every Thursday evening for the healthcare workers, it makes me feel a great sense of pride for the job that I do. But I also don't feel that I should be receiving it almost, because although I am on the front line, I'm not in there, you know, 40 hours plus like a lot of the other sort of nurses, care assistants, doctors. So I'm well aware that what I'm experiencing is absolutely nothing in the, you know, with what other people are facing and what they're dealing with and the responsibilities that they have and decisions that they've got to make on a daily basis. So it's lovely, and it's a lovely thought, not forgetting the purpose behind it. I think more than anything, it brings all neighbourhoods and communities together more.
Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Give Those We Applaud a 5-star review and keep listening every Thursday for more incredible stories of key workers on the front line of COVID-19.